It seems like everybody is going back to their musical roots these days, but it isn't often that a tribute comes from a jazz instrumentalist. For Michael Langton, it was the chance of a lifetime to go into the studio and rework some of the biggest hits of the 1970s and 80s.
This album is terribly exciting. It's a dream come true, really. You know, thinking about how impossible it seemed to do an album with a full orchestra and with Randy Waldman and my dream band, and realizing that that actually did happen, it's a pretty amazing feeling. When I was 14, I just got so influenced by jazz and R&B and singers and songwriters, and I lost interest for the clarinet, basically. I didn't hear David Sanborn play the clarinet. I didn't hear Grover Washington Jr. play the clarinet. I didn't hear Michael Brecker play the clarinet. So, to me, I started getting really interested in that sound, and it wasn't the same family instrument. So, basically, it was just a natural progression that I was growing up, and I got interested in another style.
It's been a long time since Michael Langton made the switch from clarinet to saxophone. But with encouragement from producer Randy Waldman and a week's worth of practice, he performed a clarinet solo on the intro to Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word. Even with such non-traditional arrangements, Langton is hearing only good things about his new release.
What's interesting about it is that people outside the format, people that may not know about me or smooth jazz, reacts in an amazing way, very positively to this album, because not only are they songs that they are familiar with, but the whole treatment is very classic and very non-genre driven. It's just music.
Michael Langton's A Song for You provides a nostalgic return to the peak of pop music's singer-songwriter era. It was a time when the charts were dominated by Elton John, Billy Joel, Stevie Wonder, Paul Simon, and Carole King, whose hit song, It's Too Late, only seems to get better with age. I'm Doug Levine.